Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's really exciting to think that a city that has been held back by crime for so long.
Right.
A great city that has a great future, but that's been held back for so long, is going to have the opportunity to live safely again.
Wow. Could he be talking about St. Louis, do you think? Governor Kehoe has already talked about calling up the National Guard. Welcome into the show, by the way. That was not Governor Kehoe. That was actually Tennessee Governor Bill Lee saying that Memphis is about to be great again, thanks to Donald Trump and the federal troops he's sending in there. They got a problem in Memphis, right? Just like we've got a problem in parts of St. Louis. Local authorities there have ignored it for far too long. So he is trumpeting the fact, pardon the pun, that they're about to get some help in Memphis. We'll talk more about that and the impact it could have here in St. Louis for you coming up in just a couple of minutes. In the meantime, on this Friday morning, the lights are still off in large parts of the government. And I don't know if they're making any progress or not, but we do have Ryan Schmelz from Fox News Radio on the line for us this morning. Ryan, welcome back.
Hey, what's going on, Mark?
You're spending a lot of time on your hometown radio station these days, aren't you?
Exactly. Yes, sir.
we're glad to have you. So what's the latest here? I listened to the news at the top of the hour, and they're like there could be some movement. I don't know what the advantage is to the White House right now of bending too soon, but what are you hearing about when it comes to progress?
Well, I think the progress is they're going to find out they have it about 11 o'clock or so when the Senate has another vote on the same bill they voted on the last couple weeks, which is a clean extension of government funding until November 21st. They're going to see if five Democrats will join them. They pretty much need eight to break the 60-vote threshold, with Rand Paul being a no. If they hit that 60-vote threshold, then this is over with. But if not, and if Democrats keep trying to hold the line here on health care, then we're going to be in for the long run.
Is there a truth to get to here, Ryan? Because I watch Elizabeth Warren, I watch Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries insisting this is that illegals have never, ever, ever received taxpayer money for health care. And then I watch the Republicans say, well, that is what it's about. And then clips of the 2020 Democrat primary where all of the candidates agreed their medical plan would include free health care for illegals. What's the middle ground here? Where's the truth?
Yeah. I think one side is definitely misleading if they've said that their party never supported health care for illegals. But there are some, there is a big back and forth right now about what the Democrat plan, because Democrats put out their counterproposal. And there are sections in there related to refugees, related to people who claim asylum. But then also their health care plan would get rid of all of the guardrails that were instilled from the One Big Beautiful Bill Act related to health care and Medicaid and whatnot. And those included a number of guardrails to prevent people in the country illegally from getting Medicaid. So the Republicans are arguing that the way in which they've written their counterproposal, they are pretty much setting this up so that illegal immigrants can get on back on the Medicaid. So that's where kind of the back and forth is right here.
Yeah, it seems like it. Where's the real impact so far? 3 days in, who's not getting a check? I understood that at some point, maybe by Monday, might it start affecting some federal parks and things like that?
Yeah. Yeah, you're seeing a number of different places have to close down when it comes to, you know, I think one that stood out was that in Maine, they're in the peak tourism season for one of their national parks, and they're actually going to have to probably shutter their doors. But, you know, I think what the issue here is going to be if these federal workers continue to not get paid, especially the TSA agents. That's the one I kind of I've been telling people to watch out for, because if this thing drags on, they stop showing up to work, you know, what that's going to have a domino effect that impacts us nationwide, because that's going to impact air travel, and that can have a pretty bad economic impact. So I think that's what you want to watch for first, as the long-term ripple effect of this.
Yeah, there are things like that that I think maybe if it doesn't impact your life directly, you don't think about it. But Dan Buck is a friend who's been filling in here on the radio station recently, and he has interests outside of radio, including some investments, and they're awaiting final approval on a Small Business Administration loan that was supposed to come through this week or next, and now they have some concerns about whether or not that might be impacted by this.
Yeah, and that certainly is a possibility. A lot of those loans get put on hold. That, you know, if you're trying to enroll in Social Security, you're probably going to be delayed doing that too. So yeah, I mean, and plus it is rent day, and you know, there are federal workers who probably might not be seeing their next paycheck for at least the time being. So there's all those issues that kind of factor in here.
Yeah. Ryan Schmelz with us this morning from Fox News Radio. I just ran a soundbite with the governor of Tennessee talking about the help he's getting from the National Guard and extra manpower in Memphis. Could that be impacted by this if this drags on, the president's ability to send National Guard troops in or approve National Guard troops to protect ICE?
Well, if they want to spend money on that, yes, especially if their funding starts to dry out. So, yeah, I think that certainly is a possibility down the road. Now, they're considered to be essential workers, so they stay at work despite the government being shut down. But of course, like we said before, some of these workers might just stop showing up to work if they're not getting their paychecks.
Yeah. You know, Ryan, we haven't talked about it in a couple of weeks. It's been overshadowed by so many other things. But how's crime in Washington, where you live?
Well, we had a shooting up here just down the street from me last night. One of my friends put out something on Twitter. I saw all the cop cars flying by me as I was going home yesterday. So, you know, this is kind of one of those areas where the National Guard was really applauded because we have a lot of Republicans who live in this neighborhood. And, you know, people definitely felt safer towards the end of baseball season. But as we've seen, every once in a while, we have one of those crazy crime moments. And last night was one of them.
Yeah, we feel your pain here in St. Louis for sure. The governor has approved the use of the National Guard to protect ICE. I don't know that we've seen any of that yet, but we're kind of waiting to see how that goes. I'm going to have the governor on Monday morning to hopefully talk a little bit more about all that. So, Ryan Schmelz, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Have a good one.
Yep. Have a good weekend. Ryan Schmelz there in Washington, D.C., of course, correspondent for Fox News Radio and fellow St. Louisan. St. Louis native, Ryan Schmelz. Good to get him on here. Yeah, we'll find out. Just so you know, Governor Kehoe has agreed to come on the show Monday morning. So we will we'll pick his brain on, I don't know if the federal shutdown funding would have any impact on his ability to, at the president's behest, to send a guard in or not. I would think maybe that would be a state issue, but we'll get the latest from the governor on Monday morning on that. Bottom of the hour, Eric Burleson's going to join us. Of course, congressman from the 7th Congressional District, and he's got some ideas, not just on the shutdown, I'm sure, but on data centers. We talked about it with Scott earlier. You know, a lot of people had concerns over that proposed data center in St. Charles. Some of that, I think, was a not in my backyard kind of thing. that doesn't mean they wouldn't like to have the income from something like that. And the congressman's concerned over putting too many restrictions on those data centers. We'll get his thoughts on that at about 7:35. Stay tuned.
President Trump says he's weighing the idea of giving Americans up to $2,000 in rebates derived from tariff revenue. In an interview with One American News, the president said the government is now taking unprecedented sums of money from tariffs. He says $1,000 to $2,000 would be great regarding the size of the checks.
Yeah, what do you think about that? How would you like a $1,000 to $2,000 rebate on your tariff bonus?
I'll take it.
Hey, I'll take one of those. Yeah. I don't know. I'm kind of torn on that. If we are generating enough money through tariffs, let's apply it to the deficit, to the national debt. How about that? That's what I would support. I don't know. I mean, maybe you're desperate for a few extra dollars, but at the end of the day, we're all on the hook for what's the amount now? 100 grand or 200 grand? I don't know what it is. Every American in this country owes a ton of money. That $1,000 is going to make you feel good for 1 month, maybe around Christmas, and then it's blown. You're going to blow it. If they send that to the American people, the money's going to get blown. Let's pay back some of our debt. Let's apply it to deficit reduction. That's kind of how I feel about it. I don't know.
That's too logical.
Probably. I know. Everybody wants free money. But it's not, I mean, I know technically it's
not free money.
Well, first of all, there's nothing free about it.
Right.
But if we're getting money paid to us from foreign governments, it's not really taxpayer money. I mean, it's money. It's income coming into the government that, for a change, is not coming directly out of the taxpayers' pockets. It's coming from foreign governments who want to do business in this country. And as a result of that, unlike the Hancock Amendment, which might force the state of Missouri to refund money to taxpayers in certain circumstances, and I know that hasn't happened in a long time, I think they should spend this on deficit reduction. If they get it. And I don't know how that works because you can't trust anybody up there on how they're spending the money anyway. But that's kind of what I would support. So have you heard of Ibram X. Kendi?
Can't say that I have.
He's a radical professor, I guess he's a professor somewhere. He's a writer who has founded his own institute, and I'm sure he's a multi millionaire with his sort of race baiting tactics. But that's what he does. He walks around telling you that you have white privilege and you've got this and you've got that, and he's on MSDNC or CNN occasionally spouting off. Now he said something yesterday that caught my attention, and I wondered why. And the reason he said it, I realized, is that he's promoting a new movie he's got coming out. So if you're a conservative, if you're on the socials this morning on X or Facebook or Rumble, wherever you happen to be, YouTube, I'd be interested to know an answer to this. Have you canceled Netflix yet? Have you seen the Netflix controversy about the one pushing transgenderism in some of the kids' shows that are airing on Netflix? The Babylon Bee had a funny meme this morning saying a conservative family cancels Netflix for the fourth time, because over the years there have been other reasons you might want to go in there. And didn't they pay the Obamas to be producers or something for a while? I think they lost a lot of their viewers when they did that. But if you haven't canceled Netflix, you have an opportunity to watch this, because Netflix is going to air Ibram X. Kendi's new book on basically it's the 1619 Project. But listen to what the guy said yesterday about you if the melatonin in your skin happens to be light. If you are white or have some white in you, listen.
I don't think white people worldwide have really reckoned with how much their own personal identity is shaped by constructions of whiteness.
This is like the two-spirit thing. Like, did you hear Holly the other day saying, can you explain to me exactly what two-spirit is, and the guy couldn't do it. So what is a construction of whiteness, and how is it any different than a construction of blackness? Aren't your impressions of the world shaped by many factors, I would think? But in this guy's mind, whiteness is bad. Listen.
And how much that construction of whiteness prevents white people from connecting to humanity.
So you cannot connect to humanity if you have no melatonin in your skin. If you're light skinned, you have a problem connecting to humanity. This is the kind of pointy headed academic garbage that the left spews out all the time, and this guy is a glowing example of it. So he convinced somebody to fund a documentary, a movie that he's putting on Netflix. It's called Stamped from the Beginning, and it's being put out there on Netflix to try to change people's opinion, just like the 1619 Project, of why America was founded to begin with. They want to argue that it was only founded to protect slavery when fewer than 2% of Americans, even at the time, ever owned slaves, which is the stupidity of this argument. But listen to just a little bit of this. I'm not going to play all of it, but listen.
When we think of the history of racism in this country, we're really thinking of the history of power.
There is a myth about the founding of this country. People want to erase American history as it truly was.
Racist ideas of African people as beastly, worthy of enslavement started circulating.
And it worked.
What happens when we tell these myths about who black people are and what their role in American society is?
It is crucial that we pay attention to it.
These stories, all about what's wrong with black people,
has so many real social ramifications.
Yeah, this is an entire documentary, like an hour and a half long on Netflix, where they try to convince the viewer that America was formed to put its foot on black people, period. End of discussion. Ignoring the founding of slavery, where slaves came from, the fact that slavery existed in every area of the world when this country was founded in the 1700s. It wasn't just America. And I'd love to have a conversation with this guy about this, who's convinced his whole world is shaped by his black construct in this case, and he can't connect with my humanity as a result of it, I would argue. Ibram X. Kendi, whoever you happen to be. All right, coming up, we're going to talk to Congressman Eric Burleson from Missouri's 7th Congressional District. Stay tuned.
Russ Vogt, the OMB director, has been dreaming about this moment, preparing this moment since puberty. Russ Vogt has a plan, and that plan is going to succeed in further empowering Trump. This is going to be the Democrats' worst nightmare. Right.
Capital Beat.
We've got Congressman Eric Burleson on the phone with us this morning. That was Senator Mike Lee there, Congressman. I don't know if you heard that or not, but he's talking about the opportunity President Trump has during the shutdown. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Good morning.
Yeah, great to have you on. So what are your thoughts here? We're in day three. How long does this go?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, I think that you look for two dates. One will probably be this Sunday because the Senate is not going to have Monday, you know, votes. They're planning to leave. So the Democrats will probably need to do something by Sunday. The other date to look for is September 15, because that's when people's paychecks actually get delayed. Until that point, you know, as you know, like everybody gets paid on the 15th. Most government employees get paid at the first of the month. Some get paid first in the 15th.
Okay.
So that's when you'll see them probably make some kind of forced decision.
All right.
I think that what Mike Lee said is absolutely right, and I've said it for the last couple of weeks, that the Democrats have no idea. I don't think they calculated the fact that Russ Vogt is the OMB director, and you just gave him the keys to the kingdom.
And he can implement some of these cuts, and in some cases, those cuts would be permanent, wouldn't they?
Yes. So in years past, when the Democrats, for example, if we were in a shutdown, and then years, even Republicans and Democrats, the tradition is that you just furlough. Well, this time, Russ Vogt is saying, the law allows me to do furloughs, and it allows me to do reduction in force or terminations. And so he can take advantage of this opportunity, and he indicated to me and the entire conference on a conference call just yesterday that he does intend to do waves of terminations.
Wow.
And I think that once the Democrats start seeing, you know, the entire agencies being terminated, and then the next day there's more terminated, and the next day there's more, at some point they're going to decide to come back to the table.
I think, Congressman, that Donald Trump's first book out of retirement is going to be The Art of Trolling. Because, honestly, I'll just send that out there to him for his next book title. Because when he sends out a tweet yesterday, or a truth, whatever you want to call it, that specifically mentions, did I mention that Russ Vogt wrote your dreaded Project 2025? I'm going to have a meeting with him. I mean, that should have sent a shiver down their spine.
Exactly. That is exactly. That's who he's talking about. That's who he put in as the OMB director, the author of 2025. So
yeah.
you're giving him the opportunity to execute his playbook.
I heard this and I had a hard time believing it. But if do you actually think Thune and Johnson would go back and negotiate on any of these points in terms of reinstating these Obamacare subsidies or reinstating payments for them? Because if they do that, isn't this going to have to go back to the House? And then I heard that people like AOC and all of them are going to, you know, raise all kinds of hell. I mean, would you vote for something like that?
I don't think that they would this time around. Now, I don't trust the swamp to try to figure out a way to extend these subsidies. As you know, Ronald Reagan said the closest thing to eternal life that we'll ever see is a government program.
So
I don't trust leadership to, you know, at some point try to cut a deal where they extend them or, you know, just or grandfather people in, whatever they're going to do. And so that's why I'm constantly reminding them that unless you've got Hyde Amendment language, in other words, language that prohibits the tax dollars from going to fund abortions, this is an anti-life vote. And all of the pro-life communities are scoring it that way, and they're sending messages to us saying, do not extend these subsidies. This money goes, you know, portions of this money goes to pay for abortions. Now, what I think is Republicans are not going to pass something that does not include Hyde Amendment language, and therefore, you're not going to get any Democrats on the vote. And at that point, you either decide, well, we're not going to extend them at all, or if we're going to do something, as Chuck Schumer is basically wanting to, you know, baiting us into a debate on healthcare costs, then we can do a Republican version of health insurance, a free market health insurance marketplace. You know, so that there's, I don't know that they also want to see us do that.
Well, it's certainly going to set up an interesting debate for the midterm, depending on how they handle this. I hope they stand firm. I think they got the Democrats right where they want them, and they're going to fold here at some point when they start to see these cuts rolling down the line. They're going to have to limit the damage. So, Congressman Burleson, I read the letter to the editor you put out about the encouragement of these data centers in the state of Missouri. What prompted that?
It prompted it because there are communities in this state, some in near the St. Louis area, that where you have, they have city councils or aldermen that have voted to put a halt or stop any construction of data centers. Well, that's not free market to do something like that. But more importantly, in my opinion, it's foolish because, and it's a misunderstanding of what a data center can do when it's a part of your community's electrical grid. Data centers will sign a contract. They do always sign contracts with your local, like in your case, Ameren, that would say during peak load, we will scale down our utilization. And what that means is that you now have full utilization of your electricity grid, basically a more stable utilization of your grid and how much electricity is being used. And that, therefore, more money going into your grid.
Right.
So you've got more money making your grid more robust. You've got data centers subsidizing that because they often pay a higher price for the electricity they're using. I don't know why you would turn away a data center, especially when it comes to national security. This country has to be, we have to be the home for these data centers. It is a national security risk for us to have these data centers in another country.
Well, I don't have all the answers on this, but I did have Mayor Borgmeyer on from St. Charles when this happened. There were a number of red flags, concerns that weren't answered. Number one, this was a company that came in and nobody was allowed to know who they were because of some NDA agreement. So you had no idea who the company was. You couldn't get any questions answered about it. Plus, the piece of property they were wanting to put it on was right next to a subdivision. Those homeowners had questions that they couldn't get answered. And I just think at the end of the day, they probably mishandled the whole thing from the beginning. I don't know if it was that the community was against a data center, but that can't be unusual. I think in your own district, you would have maybe a not in my backyard kind of attitude about some of these things if you couldn't get some questions answered. They need to have a little more transparency, in my opinion.
Sometimes, but at the end of the day, for example, like, you know, as long as it's a lawful and legal business, why do we have to know who they are and what they're operating? They might be doing something that's of national security interest, and there might be a legitimate reason that why we don't know who they are. My other point is that, do we believe in property rights or don't we? And I think I'm a property. I fall on the line of constitutional rights, right to property. And if you pay taxes on property, you should be able to build, as long as you're complying with the building codes, what you want to build on that property. And if it's zoned for commercial, I don't know what kind of leg they have to stand on.
Yeah, I think that this might have been a rezoning issue, but I mean, I could be wrong. It's interesting. I know there's lots of opportunities out there. Do you feel like there's a statewide problem in Missouri that you're trying to address here?
Yeah, what I thought was concerning about that, about some of the rhetoric that I was hearing about that incident, is the anti data center utilization of electricity rhetoric.
Oh, okay. And water, too, right?
Right, because the truth is, people, at the end of the day, the individual consumer, the residential consumer, you want these entities coming in because they are making your prices cheaper. They're buying, because you're basically increasing the buying power, and they're paying more for the same utilization than you are. The more of them, the cheaper your rates are going to be.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's food for thought. That was that was in the Post-Dispatch. If people want to go read your thoughts on it, that's fantastic. Congressman, keep us up to date on this shutdown. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We'll talk soon. Congressman Eric Burleson from the 7th Congressional District. Sorry, I mislabeled him there. The 7th Congressional District. All right. When we come back, we'll get to Scott on the spot here in just a couple of minutes. Next hour, we're going to talk a little. We're going to get the Chiefs are in today for our Queen of Hearts drawing. Looking forward to that. Get Chief Wiegand and Chief Brown in here and let them battle it out. We may have our own boxing match going on here by the time this thing starts. They're already giving each other grief on a group text message I'm on this morning. We'll see what happens. It should be fun. About 8:20, we'll do that, and we're going to talk more about the growing Bad Bunny controversy with the NFL at 8:35. Stay tuned.
When I first came to see you, they said you had no chance. But here you are. You're going to face challenges when you get out of here. But you can still do almost anything.
That is from Soul on Fire, the new movie that just premiered, world premiere yesterday in St. Louis. It was filmed entirely in St. Louis last year, and it's about the motivational speaker who, when he was 9 years old, he was in an explosion and nearly died. It was a miracle that he survived, and part of the story is you heard the voice of William H. Macy. He was in town yesterday, by the way.
Yeah, very cool.
Playing Jack Buck. He was pivotal in the kid's recovery. Randomly, he just heard the story and showed up at the hospital. That's what's incredible. He just showed up, and in the movie, he calls him Kid. He's like, Kid.
Hey, Kid. Yeah. I can hear him right now. I hear it in his voice.
And in, you know, the storyline is that the doctor said, yeah, he has no chance to survive. And Buck was like, well, let's see about that. And he came and visited O'Leary every day for 2 months. And then the other thing he did was he heard that John was not getting back into writing at some point, you know, after he was going through his recovery. And so he got players from the Cardinals to sign baseball. So the first one was Ozzie Smith, and it had his signature on it. And, of course, John was overly psyched. You know, he's 9 years old and is a Cardinals fan. But the catch was that he couldn't get a second baseball unless he wrote a thank you note to Ozzie Smith. And this kept going. And he gave him 60 baseballs over this period of time, encouraging him to write. And what's incredible also is that John lost his fingers during this.
All of them?
All of his fingers.
Wow.
Gone. And you know what he does at his speeches these days? He plays the piano. Come on. You know, he's just he just kind of uses the nubs.
Wow.
I mean, it's amazing. They show actually, you know, that's one of the, I don't want to give it away. I don't want to give it away.
Yeah, don't.
But anyway, I mean, he does that here in St. Louis when he performs or gives his speeches. He does play the piano. But it's just a very inspiring story. And William H. Macy was here yesterday. Also, John Corbett. He plays John's father in the movie, who died of Parkinson's disease, and the movie is dedicated to him. He was in town as well. So let's hear some sound, actually. First of all, William H. Macy talking about playing Jack Buck.
We talk about heroes a lot. I never got to meet him. I find him endlessly fascinating.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
He did all these lovely altruistic things quietly, silently. Nobody knew about them. Since this film started shooting, people are coming forward all the time telling more and more stories about Jack Buck and how he helped, how he showed up.
And William H. Macy is one of the best actors in the biz, and he is Jack Buck in this movie. I mean, I never met Jack Buck, but I know what he looked like and sounded like. And William H. Macy nails
it. Well, I'm anxious to see it for that reason. You said it has a little bit of a Hallmarky feel to it.
It does. I mean, it's a little overly sentimental, but you know what do you expect? The story kind of evokes that in the first place.
And the Rams movie about Kurt Warner was very Hallmarky.
It was. I was thinking the exact term for it. I was thinking that last night watching the movie. This reminds me a little bit of that movie. About Kurt Warner.
So who plays Mike Shannon, just out of interest?
Oh, he's not in the movie.
He's not?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I thought there's a picture of him in the trailer, in the booth.
Yeah, I thought maybe that actor was the one portraying
Mike Shannon.
It is, in hindsight, now I'm thinking about it. But he's in like one scene. I didn't recognize him. But the funny story that I have from Stu McMillan over at KMOX, he got a chance to go behind the scenes when they were shooting the movie, and they knew he was from KMOX. And by the way, KMOX's logo is all over this movie.
Oh, wow.
As is the arch and everything St. Louis. But Stu was there as a reporter covering the behind the scenes of the movie being made. And the producer comes up to him and goes, "You're with KMOX, right?" And he says, "Did Jack Buck wear headphones?" Because they wanted to make it as realistic as possible. And Stu, he knows his radio history. He goes, "I'm pretty sure he never did. He didn't like wearing headphones."
No.
And in the movie, Jack Buck is not wearing headphones because of that. Because of Stu McMillan.
As a play-by-play person, I mean, that would be, to me, that would be difficult because you want your stats guy or your producer to be able to hit a button and say in your ear, you know, that was his 73rd home run of his career or something like that. And Buck had to do all that on paper. They just handed him notes. Yeah. And
I'm sure that's exactly right.
Yeah. Yeah.
These days, it would be impossible to do that.
Right. But, almost impossible.
Okay. So one more piece of sound I want to play is John Corbett. He walked around St. Louis yesterday.
And I just shot photographs of all the architecture here. Whoever built this city, I don't know where they learned these skills, but it's got some amazing architecture. So I just love the city. I want to see it come back because as I was walking around for 2 hours, I saw about 100 people in the streets. I want to see this. I want to see these stores open back up. I want to see people walking around. Everybody seems to be having fun. But this city, like a lot of cities, I'm from Wheeling, West Virginia. It's kind of got the same vibe. A lot of downtowns boarded up. We got to figure out how to get businesses back in.
Interesting perspective. John Corbett, of course, probably most well-known for Northern Exposure from the 90s. Yep. Also, he's married to Bo Derek.
Oh, that helps.
Who looks amazing at age 68.
Woo, still a 10. Yeah. Soul on Fire comes out next Friday if you want to go see it in the theaters. Outstanding. All right. Coming up, we're going to get to our Queen of Hearts drawing. We've got the Chiefs in studio with us this morning. And the latest on the Bad Bunny controversy. Stay tuned.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.